Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. We continue our numbers game as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we order up the greatest athletes to ever wear the number 22. Football, basketball, hockey, baseball, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore a number, you're up. From 5 to 1, who are the greatest number 22s of all time? D.
Matt Forte was a runner-up for me. He was a good 22. So first up, he's a repeat on my list because he wore 21, but then he wore 22 with the Yankees. So I've got number 5, Roger Clemens. Pitcher, the Rocket. MVP, 7-time Cy Young, 2 World Series, 7 ERA titles, 11-time All-Star, 2-time Triple Crown. If he didn't have these steroid allegations, he'd be higher. But with the steroids, he's at number 5. Number 4 is Clayton Kershaw, probably one of the most dominant left-handers of our generation. He's got 3 Cy Young Awards, 11-time All-Star, MVP, Triple Crown, 2-time World Series champ, 5 ERA titles, Golden Glove. It's unbelievable how good he was. Number 3, I'm going with Clyde Drexler, member of Fly Slamma Jamma, 10-time All-Star, 1995 champion, 75th anniversary team.
Take a drink.
Number 2, I'm going with Mike Bossy, 4-time winner with the Islanders, 8-time All-Star, recently passed away, sadly, 1981-1982 Smythe winner. And number 1, he's probably your number 1 too, I've got Emmitt Smith, the running back for the Dallas Cowboys during their title runs in the 90s. So he was a 3-time Super Bowl champion, 1993 MVP, most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons of 11. Won Dancing with the Stars. He's a career leader in rushing touchdowns and rushing yards. What do you got to see?
Old Glory offers over 300,000 items for music, sports, entertainment, and pop culture fans, featuring officially licensed merch from iconic bands and top sports teams. Discover your perfect fan gear and save with our exclusive discount at oldglory.com. Enter the promo code DNZ at oldglory.com and save 15% off any product. That's oldglory.com. Enter the promo code DNZ and start saving. It's a pretty light number. You have some good players, not necessarily some great players.
You want to put Damian Jones on there?
No, Jimmy Key actually was one that I was thinking about. So I was
Matt Forte, if you want.
Nah, I'm good with Matt Forte. Now, another honorable mention was
Walt Weiss.
Right, Robinson Cano originally wore 22 before he took 24 because Roger Clemens went and got 22. So after he came back, they came and got him at Texas and all that fun stuff. Fun fact, if you guys remember, Roger Clemens, his first number was 12 with the Yankees. Because he couldn't get 21. Well, that was kind of taken. So, understandably so, that he could not get that. For my number five, I gotta go with Elgin Baylor. So 11-time All-Star, 10-time All-NBA team. So All-Star Game MVP, Rookie of the Year, 75th Anniversary Team, take a drink. Average 27, 14, and 4 for his career. Yeah.
Elgin Any Baylor. Chips?
Yeah. Pretty damn good.
Any chips?
No chips. But a dominant force at his time. So remember, it's not always about winning, right? Yes, winning helps, but this is kind of a longevity thing, right? It goes back to the Barry Sanders argument. People still revere Elgin Baylor. Number four, I'm with you, Roger Clemens, right? 354, 184 for his career, 312 ERA. Kind of high. 312 for an ace is a little high. But 4,672 career strikeouts, MVP, two-time pitching triple crown, seven-time Cy Young, 11-time All-Star, two-time World Series champ. Should have been three, you can argue, but unfortunately, the 86 Mets happened. And they took him out way too early. Probably had a little bit more to give in that game. But, c'est la vie. Number three, I'm with you on Mike Fossey. 573 career goals, 553 career assists, a career plus minus of 380. Four-time Cup winner, Calder Trophy winner, Conn Smythe, eight-time All-Star, 100th anniversary team, take a drink, have a Molson. Number two, I gotta go with Bullet Bob Hayes. So, you want to talk about legends? Yeah, Bullet Bob Hayes is up there. Yes, three-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, one-time Super Bowl champ. So, there you go. But 7,414 yards, 71 career TDs. Impressive in the early stages of the NFL, right? When you had defenses that would just rip your fucking head off for fun, right? Back when you could murder the quarterback and it was okay. It's a different time. It was a different time. And number one, yeah, it's Emmitt Smith. Like, come on. It's Emmitt Smith.
I thought you were going with Derrick Henry.
Now, oh, King Henry would be a good one. King Henry would have been a good one. Nice honorable mention. But 18,355 yards, 164 career tutties. The list is long but distinguished. You mentioned Dancing with the Stars. He might even be one of the best running backs in Cardinal history. He didn't even play there that long. So that's kind of where Emmitt Smith is, right? Three-time Super Bowl champ, eight-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, so on and so forth. And his presence was so missed when he sat out during a contract dispute. He got what he wanted. He absolutely got what he wanted from Jerry Jones. That's our list. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutedNZ and let us know who your top 22s are. It's time to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 23s of all time. Yeah, I kind of think this is going to be a short list. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.